Okay, let's start. Allah yubarak fikum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Lahu al-ni'matu wa lahu al-fadlu wa lahu al-thana'u al-hasan. Sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-tahir al-ameen. Wa ala alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahu yarzuqna jami'an husna al-khitam. Wa husna al-niyya. Wa husna al-amal. كنا في الحصة الماضية قد تكلمنا عن معاصي البطن. In the past session we talked about the sins of the abdomen. الآن نتكلم إن شاء الله عن معاصي العين. Now we will talk إن شاء الله about the sins of the eye. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ومن معاصي العين النظر إلى النساء الأجنبيات بشهوة إلى الوجه والكفين وإلى غيرهما مطلقة وكذا نظرهن إليهم إن كان إلى ما بين السرة والركبة ونظر العورات. The author said, among the sins of the eye are for men to look at the faces and hands of marriageable women with desire and at other parts of their bodies with or without desire. Similarly, for the woman to look between the navels and the knees of marriageable men with or without desire, and to look at other parts of their bodies with desire, and to look to the unlawful nakedness. كما قلنا هذا الفصل معقود لبيان معاصي العين. As we said, this chapter pertains to the sins of the eye. أورد المصنف رحمه الله حكم النظر إلى النساء الأجنبيات. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, mentioned the judgment pertaining to looking to the marriageable woman. ونعني بالأجنبيات من لسنا من المحارم. When we say marriageable woman, what do we mean by that? We mean those who are not mahram. That is, والمحرم هو من لا يجوز له الزواج منهن على التأبيد. A mahram refer to the woman that the man is not permitted to marry in any case. So the woman that the man is not permitted to marry her in any case is called mahram. كذلك الرجل الأجنبي هو من ليس محرما بالنسبة للمرأة. والمحرم هو من لا يجوز لها الزواج منه بأي حال. Likewise, for a woman, a non-marriageable man means a man that she cannot, to whom she cannot marry in any case. Those who are not like that are called marriageable men. النظر إلى وجه المرأة وكفيها فيه تفصيل. إن كان بشهوة إلى وجه المرأة الأجنبية وكفيها فيه تفصيل. إن كان بشهوة فهو حرام. وإن كان بغير شهوة فليس حراما. Looking at the face and the hands of a marriageable woman has details. The judgment of looking, there are details pertaining to looking to the face and the hands of a marriageable woman. If a man looks to her face or to her hands with desire, then this is prohibited. If it is without desire, then it is permissible. أما ما سوى الوجه والكفين فلا يجوز النظر إليه بشهوة أو بغير شهوة. Now for other than the face and the hands, it is not permissible for him to look at those parts, whether with desire or without desire. فإن تعمد شخص النظر إلى غير الوجه والكفين من المرأة الأجنبية فقد وقع في الإثم. If someone intentionally looks at other than the face and the hands of a marriageable woman, he is sinful by that. وإن سبق نظره يعني بغير تعمد نظر سبق نظره فوقع على شيء غير الوجه والكفين وجب عليه أن يصرف بصره فورا فإن لم يفعل أثم. Now if unintentionally one sees a part of the a woman's body, a marriageable woman's body, other than her face and her hands, unintentionally, for that he is not sinful, but he needs to remove his sight from that immediately. That is, immediately he needs to to take his eyes away from that. If he does not do that, that is immediately, then he is sinful. وهذه هي النظرة الأولى التي لا مؤاخذة فيها التي ذكرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الترمذي. And this is the first look meant in the hadith narrated by at-Tirmidhi from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is to see unintentionally a part of the woman's body other than her face or their hands. وهنا ينبغي لفت النظر إلى أمرين. Let us draw your attention here to two matters. الأمر الأول أن بعض الناس يغالون فيحرمون على المرأة كشف وجهها أمام الأجانب على الإطلاق. Nowadays, some people, they go beyond the proper boundaries, beyond the proper limits, and say that it is forbidden to look at a woman's face. And it is forbidden for the woman to uncover her face before the marriageable men. هذا الكلام فيه خرق للإجماع. Saying such a statement contradicts the consensus of the Muslims. المجتهدون أجمعوا على أن وجه المرأة وكفيها على أن وجه المرأة ليس بعورة. The top scholars, the mujtahids, agreed, all of them, that the face of the marriageable woman is not a awra, is not an unlawful nakedness. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, al-Mufassir, al-Mujtahid, al-Mashhur, naqala hadha al-ijma'. One among those who copied this consensus is Ibn Jarir, famous by al-Tabari, a very famous interpreter of al-Quran, a mujtahid. He copied the consensus of the mujtahids that the face of the woman is not awra. وغيره من العلماء نقل الإجماع كذلك. Other scholars also copied the consensus of the nation on this issue. فما يقوله بعض المتأخرين من الشافعية وغيرهم من أنه لا يجوز النظر في هذه الأيام إلى وجه المرأة الأجنبية في غير محله إطلاق كلامهم في غير محله. What some later Shafi'is say that nowadays it is not permissible to look at a marriageable at the face of a marriageable woman is not in place. This is not a correct saying. نحن لا يجوز لنا أن نحرم ما لم يحرمه ربنا ولا حرمه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is not permissible for us to claim prohibited something that Allah تبارك وتعالى did not mention that it is prohibited, and the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not mention that it is prohibited. Rather, the religious proofs stand or are clear that it is permissible. ما أباحه ما أجازه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحرمه زيد أو عمر. What the Prophet judged as permissible, no one after the Prophet can claim that it is not permissible. نعم خير للمرأة أن تستر وجهها وهكذا وعلى هذا درجة كثير 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 من النساء في الماضي وفي أيامنا. Of course, it is better for the woman to cover her face. This is what happened in the past. This is what is taking place nowadays in many areas. لكن لا نقول فرض عليها. But it is not valid to say that it is an obligation upon her to do that. هؤلاء الوهابية ينكرون على الناس على زعمهم ينكرون على الناس البدع. أليس يقهم هذا الذي يدعونه وهم غارقون في البدع. من بدعهم أنهم يمنعون النساء من كشف الوجه في الحج، يمنعون المرأة من أن تكشف وجهها في الحج لو استطاعوا، نساءهم يمنعونهن، ولو استطاعوا منع غيرهن لفعلوا. Among the Wahhabis claim that they are against the innovations. Isn't this what they say? And they are drowning in bad innovations. In bad innovations. Among the bad innovations, they prevent the woman, when they can, from uncovering their faces during al-hajj. والمرأة حرام عليها في الحج ستر وجهها. And it is haram, it is forbidden for a woman to cover her face while she is making al-hajj. لكن هذا من باب الغلو الممقوت المقيت الممقوت. This is a type of going beyond the proper boundaries of the religion. الذين ذهبوا منكم إلى الحج ما رأوا نساء يطفن منتقبات مع من غير شيء يمنع التصاق الغطاء بالوجه. Those who went to al-Hajj among you, they never saw women who are going around al-Kaaba while covering their faces, and the cover is, yani, touches the face. You did? I did. Come on, no one among you. Yeah, okay, I'm sure you did. I'm not the only one who saw that. Yeah, this is what they do. This is what they do. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. هيك في بعض الغلو قبيح. الغلو قبيح. To go beyond the proper boundaries is a bad thing. مرة رأيت امرأة في الهند تستر وجهها وتكشف شعرها. Once I saw in India a woman covering her face and uncovering her hair. Yeah. It's not nice. الأمر الثاني أنه لا يجوز للمرأة الأجنبية لا يجوز للرجل الأجنبي أن ينظر إلى غير الوجه والكفين من المرأة الأجنبية، سواء كان هذا الرجل صالحا أو غير صالح، وليا أو غير ولي. The other issue, which is clear for all of you, that it is not permissible for a man to look at any part of the woman's body other than her face and her hands, a marriageable woman, whether this man is a pious man or is not pious, whether he is wali or he is not. يوجد رجل دجال محتال يقال له ناظم القبرصي، أو يسمونه أحيانا ناظما الحقاني. هذا في بعض كتبه يقول الرجل الولي من الأولياء لا يمتنع عليه النظر إلى أي جزء من بدن رجل أو امرأة، قال لأن نظره يطهر. قال إذا نظر يطهر. هذا كفر والعياذ بالله تعالى. There is a man who is still alive, a swindler, a very harmful person. His name is Nazim al-Qubrusi. Sometimes they call him Nazim al-Haqqani. He said it is if the person is a wali, he means like himself. This is what he means. Then it is permissible for him to look to any part of the man or the woman's body. He said any part. He said because by doing that, he would be purifying the one to whom he's looking. This is blasphemy. Saying that is blasphemy. عياذ بالله تعالى. Be aware. وأما المرأة مع المرأة وأما المرأة فيجوز لها النظر إلى بدن الأجنبي إلا إلى ما بين سرته وركبته. Now it is permissible for a woman to see the body of a marriageable man except what is between his navel and his knees. Of course, if that takes place without desire. أي إذا كان هذا بغير شهوة. وعورة الرجل مع الرجل مثل ذلك. والمرأة المسلمة مع المرأة المسلمة مثل ذلك. It is also permissible for a man to see any part of another's man, of the body of another man, except what is between the navel and the knees. Likewise is the judgment if the two people are women. A Muslim woman with a Muslim woman. She can see, she can look to the body of the other Muslim woman except to what is between her navel and her knees. حتى الأم مع بنتها الكبيرة التي تشتهى ليس لها أن تنظر إلى ما بين سرتها وركبتها. Even the mother with her daughter, it is not permissible for her to see what is between her navel and her knees if the daughter is not very young, يعني, if she is at an age if she is normally desired. أما لو كان الولد صغيرا بحيث لا يشتهى مثله عادة فيجوز لا يشتهيه صاحب الطبع السليم يجوز النظر إلى ما بين سرته وركبته. Now if the little child is very young in a way that this child, whether a male or a female, is not desired usually, did not attain the age, did not reach the age at which this child would be normally desired, then it is permissible to look to what is in between his navel and his knees. يعني بغير شهوة. Of course, without desire, that is. قال المؤلف ويحرم رحمه الله ويحرم على الرجل والمرأة كشف السوأتين في الخلوة لغير حاجة The author said, for a man or woman in private to needlessly uncover his or her private parts. يعني الإنسان لو كان وحده من غير حاجة لا يجوز له أن يكشف السوأتين القبل والدبر. في الخلوة لا يجوز له. Which means if one is alone, still it is not permissible for him to uncover his or her private parts. إلا أن يكون ذلك لحاجة. Except for a except for a need. مثلا يريد أن يغتسل. For example, he wants to take a shower. أو يغير ثيابه. Or to change his dress, etc. Then it is permissible. Or أو أن يكون حر شديد فيتكشف لي للتبرد يجوز. Or if it is very hot, so he is alone, he uncovers the private parts to cool off. For a need, for like that, it is permissible. But without any reason, without any need, it is not permissible for him or her to uncover the private parts when one is in privacy. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ويحرم النظر بالاستحقار إلى المسلم. بقي شيء، أن المحرمية الرجل مع محرمه والمرأة مع محرمها يجوز لكل منهما النظر إلى كل بدن المحرم إلا ما بين السرة والركبة. الرجل مع محرمه والمرأة مع محرمها كالرجل مع الرجل والمرأة مع المرأة. Now for if someone is with a non-marriageable person, a man is with a non-marriageable woman, or a woman is with a non-marriageable man, then it is permissible for any one of them to see any part of the other person's body except what is between the navel and the knees. So it is like the case of two men or two women. إذا كان بغير شهوة يعني. Of course, if this occurs without desire. وهذا الذي ذكرناه ليس إجماعا، إنما في بعض الذي ذكرناه خلاف بين الأئمة. And what we mentioned is according to the Shafi'i school. In certain details that we mentioned, some other mujtahids differ in opinions with the Shafi'i رضي الله عنه. قال المؤلف ويحرم النظر بالاستحقار إلى المسلم. The author said to look down to a Muslim. يعني هذا من محرمات العين، النظر بالازدراء بالاستحقار إلى المسلم. This is among the sins of the eye, to look down at a Muslim, on a Muslim. إما لفقره أو لكونه ضعيف الجسم أو لكونه قليل المال أو لكونه أقل علما أو لنحو ذلك، أو جاها whether because he is weaker or he is poor or he has less knowledge or a lower social status or the like. It is not permissible to look down on the Muslim. جاء في الحديث رب أشعث أغبر مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لأبره. It is narrated in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that sometimes you would find a man who doesn't have, يعني his hair is not combed, with dust on his clothes, if he goes to a place, to a gathering, they would tell him, stay outside, do not get in. And still, if he asks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills his request. That is, he would have a high status to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One should not look down at other Muslims. Subhanallah. قال المؤلف والنظر في بيت الغير بغير إذنه أو شيء أخفاه كذلك. To look into someone else's house without one's permission, or to look at something one kept hidden. شرح ذلك أنه يحرم النظر في بيت الغير بغير إذنه. أي مما يكره عادة. يعني هناك أحوال الناس لا يحبون، لا يريدون أن ينظر أحد إلى داخل بيتهم. مثلا يكون الشخص قاعدا في البيت مكشوف العورة يمكن لعذر لسبب، أو يكون حرمه في البيت، أو يكون محرمه في البيت، تكون زوجته في البيت لا يريد أن ينظر أحد، لذا أو يكون هناك شيء هو أخفاه ليس لأحد أن ينظر في هذه الحال إلا بإذنه. Everyone knows that people do not like for others to sneak into their houses. It is haram to do that. I mean, you know what I mean by sneaking, not to get in, to look, peek. بعض الناس ينظر أحيانا من ثقب الباب. Some people sometimes look from a hole, the keyhole or other holes. هذا لا يجوز. This is prohibited. لأنه يؤذي صاحب البيت, because it harms the owner of the house. حتى إن الفقهاء قالوا لو رآه صاحب البيت ينظر من ثقب الباب له أن يدخل في عينه مخرزا, شيئا في عينه. Even the scholars said, if the owner of the house sees him peeking, is this how you say it? Peeking from through the keyhole, for example, it is permissible religiously for him to use something to peek, to poke his eye. Because he did not protect his eye from using it in a haram manner. كذلك لو أخفى إنسان شيئا حتى لا يراه الناس لا يجوز لك أن تنظر إليه بغير إذنه. Likewise, if someone hides something and he doesn't want others to see it, it's not permissible for you to dig it out and look at it without his permission. Do you have any questions up till here? قبل أن ننتقل إلى معاصي اللسان, before we move to talk about the sins of the tongue. Like about what we said, not more than that. تفضل أبو صلاح. If it is something which is not understood. إيه هو حاططها على الثقب. لا هو حاططها على الثقب. لا تكشف أمام غير المسلمة إلا ما يظهر منها عند العمل عادة. A Muslim woman does not uncover before a non-Muslim woman except what she uncovers it usually when she works, when she's working at home. يعني الرأس, العنق, الذراع, إلى منتصف الساق, مثل هذا, which means the head, the neck, the forearm, until the half of the middle of the leg, just like that, not more than that. اسأل إن شاء الله. Who had a question here? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, this is a good thing. Of course, teaching them the good thing is good. But it is not, there are certain things. For one to uncover his private part before his son or his daughter that is 1 year old, for example, or 2 year old, this is not prohibited. I know what you asked. This is... I remember this issue, so I wanted to mention it. Go ahead. Who owns this thing? The parent owns it. Really? The parent... He observes the child, isn't he? So it's not the same, no. It's not the same. طيب يا جواد the forearm on up till here to the elbow. Yes. طيب. Is it permissible to what? To look down on a Muslim? If they're sinful? Allah. If I see a Muslim committing a sin, then I do not like this sin. I do not like for this Muslim to commit this sin. But yani who knows, maybe this Muslim will be safe in the hereafter and I will be tortured. Who knows? Even if this Muslim is committing a sin, one should look at this Muslim with mercy and make dua for him, advise him, guide him. Sometimes you do not tolerate at all what he is doing, but still, this is how you are merciful with this Muslim. It doesn't need to look down at him or her. Even if I see a Muslim committing a sin, it is good to say later, maybe he repented. Or to say in one's heart, okay, to believe that he repented, to say in your heart, well, I know this Muslim. I think now he repented from that sin. And then to think that maybe he's better than me. This is how one should react to that. Is it sunnah to wear your clothes? Before? No. To wear your clothes before?
More than one day.
I did not hear anything about that. About the subject. Go ahead. إذا هلا ذكرته. العاكس ذكرنا. نرجع له إن شاء الله. مثل نفس الشيء. طيب. ننتقل للكلام عن معاصي اللسان. Let's start talking about the sins of the tongue. MashaAllah, Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifa'i رضي الله عنه كان شديد التواضع شديد الصبر شديد الانكسار. مرة تعرض له إنسان غير مسلم قال له يا سيد, لأنه مشهور بأنه كان منسوبا إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, قال له أنت أفضل أو هذا الكلب؟ ما غضب ولا إنما قال من شدة هضمه لنفسه, لذلك ما غضب. يمكن لو سألني أنا واحد هذا السؤال قبل أن أسمع ماذا فعل السيد أحمد يمكن كنت غضبت. أما السيد أحمد رفاعي ما غضب من شدة هضمه لنفسه، قال له: إن جزت على الصراط يوم القيامة فأنا خير منه، وإلا فهو خير مني. هذا شأن المتواضعين حقيقة، أهل الفضل. سيد أحمد رفاعي was a very humble person, really humble. A very patient and very humble person. One day, a non-Muslim, a man who is not a Muslim, told him, he asked him, he addressed him. He said, Sayyid Ahmed, are you better or this dog? There was a dog there. He told him, are you better or this dog? Sayyid Ahmed Rifa'i, because he was a real humble person, he did not get angry. He told him, if I cross as-sirat on the day of judgment, then I am better than him. If not, then he is better than me. Which means it depends how my life would end. If I am going to die as a Muslim and be safe from hellfire, from remaining in hellfire forever, then I'm better than him. If not, then I'm not better than this dog. That's all what he said. You need to be a really humble person to answer like that, to such question. Aslam. That man embraced al-Islam because this answer. He embraced al-Islam when he answered him like that. قال المؤلف: ومن معاصي اللسان الغيبة، وهي ذكرك أخاك المسلم بما يكرهه بما فيه في خلفه مما فيه في خلفه. The author said, among the sins of the tongue are to commit gossip, غيبة. That is to mention in the absence of a Muslim a true matter about one that one hates to be mentioned. المحرمات التي تقع من اللسان هي أكثر المحرمات عددا، أكثر خطايا ابن آدم من لسانه. The sins of the tongue are most of the sins that one commits are sins of the tongue. As it is mentioned by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ومن محرمات اللسان التي تقع كثيرا الغيبة. One of those sins, a sin that happens a lot, is الغيبة, gossip. ومعنى الغيبة أن تذكر أخاك المسلم في خلفه، في غيبته، في عدم حضوره، بما يكرهه مما هو فيه. ما كذبت من حيث إنه موصوف بهذه الصفة، لكن هو يكره أن تقال عنه في خلفه. هذا يقال له الغيبة. Gossip means to mention something about a Muslim that he or she hates to be mentioned about him. Although this is true, although this Muslim is truly attributed with that attribute. But to mention that in his absence about him is gossip. والغيبة حرام, and this is prohibited. سواء كان هذا الشيء يتعلق ببدنه أو بنسبه أو بثوبه, whether this thing pertains to his body, to his clothes, to his lineage, أو داره, to his house, أو خلقه, his manners. كأن يقول شخص فلان قصير وهو لا يحب أن يقال ذلك عنه. Like to say, so and so is a short person. He is short or she is short. أو أحول. Or to say he is cross-eyed, for example. أو أبوه دباغ. Or his father has a شو يعني شغل. His father is a tanning person. How do you say? Works in tanning. That is, he works in something which is not a high. How do you call it? A high career, if you want. أو فلان سيء الخلق, or to say he has bad manners. أو قليل الأدب, he is not polite. أو لا يرى الفضل لغيره, or he does not recognize the merits of others. أو كثير النوم, or he sleeps a lot. أو كثير الأكل, or he eats a lot. أو وسخ الثياب, or his clothes are dirty. أو داره أو ثيابه رثة, or his clothes are old. أو ابنه فلان قليل التربية, or to say his son so and so is not polite. أو تحكمه زوجته, or to say that his wife controls him. ونحو ذلك من كل ما يؤذيه لو بلغه. And anything similar to that would harm him if he hears it said about him. إذا قيل في خلفه يكون غيبة له. If this is said in his absence, then it is غيبة. ليس معناه يجوز أن يقال في وجهه, لكن نعرف الغيبة الآن. It does not mean that it is permissible to say that to him directly. You are impolite, for example. It does not mean it is permissible. Just we are defining what's الغيبة. فإذا لو كان هذه لو كانت هذه الصفة فيه فهي غيبة محرمة. So even if he is attributed with this attribute, this is a prohibited غيبة. This is الغيبة. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال أتدرون ما الغيبة. One time the Prophet asked, do you know what is الغيبة؟ قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. They answered, Allah and His Prophet know best. قال ذكرك أخاك بما يكره. He said, to mention to talk about your fellow Muslim with what he hates. with what he hates to be said about him. واحد قال أفرأيت إن كان في أخي ما أقول. Someone said, what about if he really was like that? النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إن كان فيه ما تقول فقد اغتبته وإلا فقد بهته. The Prophet answered, if he really was like that, then this is al-ghibah. If he was not, then it is worse. It is al-buhtan, because it contains also lying about the Muslim. ثم إن العلماء اختلفوا في اختلف كلامهم في الغيبة. Now, if you look at what the scholars said about al-ghiba, the judgment of al-ghiba, you would find different statements. بعضهم قال كبيرة. Some of them said it is an enormous sin. بعضهم قال صغيرة. Some said it is a small sin. والصواب في ذلك التفصيل. The proper judgment is to give details about it. إذا كان المغتاب من أهل الصلاح فهي من الكبائر. If the one to whom it is done is a pious person, then it is an enormous sin. So if someone gossips a pious person, then this one would be committing an enormous sin. وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمُغْتَابِ لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ فَلَا يُطْلَقُ الْقَوْلِ بِكَوْنِهَا كَبِيرًا. If the gossip person, if the one to whom if the victim of gossip is not a pious person, then one should not say that in all cases it is an enormous sin. أحيانا تكون كبيرة وأحيانا لا تكون كبيرة. Sometimes it is an enormous sin, sometimes it's not. Even if the one to whom the gossip is done is not a pious person. إن أكثر الشخص من غيبته استرسل في غيبته فهي كبيرة. If one gossips him a lot, even if this person is not a pious person, he is a sinner, an enormous sinner. But someone gossips him a lot, always. He talks about him. He makes gossip against him. Then this person would be committing an enormous sin. إلا إذا كان يفعل ذلك من باب التحذير المأمور به شرعا. Except if he is doing that to warn against him in the case where the religion orders to do so, when it is permissible to do so. مثلا واحد يفتي بغير علم. For example, someone gives answers without knowledge about the matters of the religion. Another person warns against him. He advised him, he did not accept the advice. He doesn't want to change his attitude. In this case, if someone warns against him, it is permissible, not just permissible. It is an obligation to warn against him. But if the case is not like that, and someone keeps talking about another person, always, he did that or she did that. Always, always things that the other person hates to hear about him or her. In this case, this would be an enormous sin. Even if this other person is himself an enormous sinner. كما جاء في حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أربى الربا استطالة الرجل في عرض أخيه المسلم إن أربى الربا استطالة الرجل في عرض أخيه المسلم يعني إذا استرسل في ذلك هذه الاستطالة تكون كبيرة من الكبائر. As it is narrated by Abu Dawood and others that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said إن أربى الربا استطالة الرجل في عرض أخيه المسلم, which means if someone keeps talking bad about another Muslim, he always does that, he's always doing that, then this sin is similar to the most severe case of a riba, of the usurious gain. It is similar to that. It is an enormous sin. فإذا كان الشخص في مجلس واغتاب إنسان إنسانا آخر في هذا المجلس, اغتاب مسلما, يجب عليه أن ينصحه, لا يسكت ويتركه. If someone is in a session and a person starts gossiping a Muslim, a male or a female, then one needs to advise this person and tell him, this is haram, stop doing it. إن استطاع أن يمنعه منعه. If one can stop him from doing that, then one does. If one cannot, and the other person does not accept the advice, then one leaves the session. إما إن كان لا يقبل النصيحة ولا يستطيع منعه ما امتنع ما توقف يترك المجلس لا يبقى فيه حتى لا يشجعه على الكلام. He does not stay there, so he doesn't encourage that person to keep talking. He leaves the session and go. وهذا أمر كثير من الناس يغفلون عنه. This is something that many people do not take care of it. إذا كانوا في مجلس فاغتاب واحد واحدا لا ينهونه بل قد يساعدونه. Many times if the people are in a session and someone starts gossiping another person, they do not tell him stop doing that. Well, sometimes they help in that. They add to it. وقد تكون الغيبة واجبة. Sometimes it is an obligation to gossip. عند التحذير. That is when you warn against someone. واحد من أهل البدعة مبتدع في الدين. Someone is an innovator, a bad innovator. He has a bad innovation, a bad conviction. You need to warn the people against him so he doesn't harm them. هنا التحذير منه ليس ممنوعا. غيبته لأجل التحذير مسموحة. ست حالات الغيبة فيها جائزة. There are six cases in which it is permissible to talk about someone in his back with what he does not like to be said about him. There are six cases where it is permissible. عند التظلم, if you go to the ruler to complain against someone who did injustice to you. حتى لو كان يكره أن تقول عمل معي كذا وكذا يجوز. Even if he does not want that you say he did such and such matter to me, it is permissible to say that. الحالة الثانية, الحالة الثانية الاستعانة. واحد يعمل منكرا أنت لا تستطيع منعه, لكن تعرف واحدا يستطيع, تذهب إليه تقول له أعني على منع فلان من فعل هذا المنكر. لو كان فلان لا يحب أن يقال عنه ذلك يجوز. A second case is when you are seeking help to stop someone from sinning. Someone is committing sins, he doesn't listen to you, you cannot stop him from sinning. But you know another person that can stop him. You go to that person and you tell him, help me to stop so and so from doing such sin. Even so, if so and so does not like for this to be said about him, it is permissible for you to do it. الحالة الثالثة الاستفتاء. The third case, seeking a religious answer for a specific case. كأن يذهب مثلا شخص إلى المفتي يقول حصل معي كذا, حصل مع أبي كذا, أو تذهب المرأة تقول حصل من زوجي كذا, ما هو الحكم؟ يجوز. The third case, as we said, to seek a religious answer for a specific case, like if someone goes to the mufti, to the scholar, or to the judge, to the scholar, and say, it happened between me and my husband, for example, such and such happened, such matter happened. He did so and so. Or for a man to say, my wife did so and so. What is the judgment? This is permissible. الحالة الرابعة التحذير. The fourth case is to warn, as we said previously. واحد يغش الناس في البيع والشراء. تقول للناس انتبهوا هذا غشاش لا تعاملوه. Someone cheats people when selling and buying. In this case it is not haram to say, be warned, this person is a cheater, do not deal with him. الحالة الخامسة التعريف. The fifth case is to identify someone. مثلا لك حاجة عند شخص من شخص, تقول لفلان فلان الفلاني كذا, يقول ما عرفته فلان, ما عرفته فلان الأعرج, يجوز في هذه الحال للتعريف به. Sometimes there would be a need to identify a person. So you would be talking with someone for that need and you say so and so, and that person would tell you, I don't know the person you are talking about. You tell him so and so, he lives there in that area. He says, I don't know him. Then you say, this man that limps In this case, it is permissible. والحالة السادسة حالة الفاسق المجاهر بفسقه. الفاسق الذي يعمل فسقه علنا، هو لا يخبئه، هو لا يستره. إن تكلمت عنه بما يعمل ليس حراما. The sixth case is the enormous sinner, someone who is committing enormous sins, and he does not hide that. He is doing it openly. He is not interested in hiding it. He does it openly. In this case, if you mention that, you are not sinful. وأحيانا قد يقع الإنسان في الغيبة بطريقة، قد يقع في الإثم أو في الغيبة من غير أن يتكلم صراحة عن الشخص الآخر. Sometimes the person might commit الغيبة gossiping without talking directly or in an explicit way about someone else. مثلا يقول لك شخص: ما رأيك بفلان؟ فتقول: الله يصلح حالنا. تريد بذلك التعريض بأن حاله ليست حسنة. Sometimes someone might ask you, what is your opinion about so and so? So you say, for example, you say, may Allah guide us to the proper path, to the correct path. Well, this is a good thing to make this dua originally. But you mean by that, you want by that he is not on the correct path. He is not doing the proper thing. هذا يقال له التعريض، هو حرام في هذه الحال. In this case, this is prohibited. Because what you really want by that is to talk about that person, to dispraise that person. Let us stop here for now. Wallahu a'lam. Ahad lahu su'al, do you have any questions? Tafaddal Abu Salah. La yansahuhu awwalan. If you see someone committing a sin, you go to this person and you advise this person first, before you go to someone else to help you to prevent him from committing that sin. Subhanallah. Tafaddal. Half. No. The shin. Half the shin. What she uncovers usually if she's working. Originally, يعني. Well, nowadays, some women when they work, well, they mostly are uncovered. يعني. I don't mean that. تفضل. We'll talk later about it, inshallah. Like if a boy or a girl is 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, usually they are not desired at this age. 7, 8, no. Well, it depends, but no, usually, no, they become desired at this age. Not just desired, they become at the age of mental, at the stage of mental discrimination usually. Thank you. اتفضل. يجوز 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 تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب يجوز go. ها if there is a need for that, for one to be treated for medical reasons, yes, one is permitted to expose some, what is needed, not more. What is needed? If it is needed, then one exposes what is needed. And... Now, what some women do when they are pregnant, that they uncover, they expose their awra without any need for that, this is not permissible. This is not permissible. Just to check, this is not permissible. There is no need for that. For thousands of years, the woman gave birth without that. It's not a need. تفضل. The same thing. If you say about a restaurant, for example, if someone says, I know you wouldn't do it, but if someone says about Sa'ad, his food is not good, for example. This is ghiba. Yeah, of course. His store is not clean. This is ghiba. Of course. There are details about this. There are details about this. لا عم يحكي عن حاله هذا شيء تاني. هذا شيء تاني ما بيتأذى بيتأذى إذا سمع هيك ما بيتأذى. أنا ما بميل لإله. ما if someone says, I do not like to eat, for example, whatever. Shawarma, whatever. Sa'ad wouldn't be unhappy to hear that, because this is you're not talking about him. You are not inclined towards that. That's all. نعم. تفضلي. She has what?
Stutter.
Is there someone seeing her? Does she know about someone who... Usually people do not look inside the houses of other people. Yeah, it is. وفيك. إذا مثل هذا فلان بنشز هذا غيبة. If you say, I don't know how to say it in English. So and so gets out of tune when he sings. Yeah, so many people, they do not like this to be said about them. There is no need to say it. تفضل تفضل. ويرجع بواجع. He's not laughing because he accepts, because he likes the sin. No, he's laughing because, for example, the way it was said, it's yani it reflects let's say the silliness of the person or the like. This is not prohibited. No. تفضل. So he doesn't want others to know what type of car he drives. And someone follows him to see what car is he driving. Well, I will ask, inshallah. Where? المغتاب ليس يعني المغتاب ليس مسلما. ما هيك؟ It's permissible. If it doesn't entail lying. If there is no lies in that. And they are talking about a non-Muslim. بالعادة يا معروفة شو هي الأشياء اللي ما بيحبها الشخص. لا هذا بيرضى. لا إذا ما في ذم وين ما بيكره ليش بده يكره؟ هيدا منو ذنب كتير طويلة. إذا منو ذنب ما بيأثر رضي أو لم يرضى. ما is he insinuating that the food, because of the food he got sick? That I wouldn't advise to do that, because one doesn't have a proof that this is because of the food. And even if it is because of the food, he doesn't say that, no. No. Sometimes the food is not, yani, it's not the owner that on purpose uses bad food. Sometimes the owner does not know about that. So no, yeah, that's what one should do. وفيكم. طيب. هو ليس جيدا ليس لها أن تفعل حرام عليها. If someone, the question was about a mother who took her baby to a doctor and then she changed the doctor, she went to another one and she started talking about the first one that he doesn't know how to treat, etc., without a proof. No, this is ghiba. It's not to warn against it. This is ghiba. Tfaddal. أحيانا بتبين. أحيانا عند التحذير لابد. الموضع الذي لا بد فيه من التحذير تحذر، أما الموضع الذي لا يجوز لك فيه الذم لا تزوم. تفضل حاجة. عم بيقصر بشغلات. سببها التدخين. لا بتنصحوا له، ليش بدك تحكي عنه حاج؟ بتقول لواحد يعينك عليه. Go ahead sister. توحيدة. بارك الله فيكم. طيب خلونا نهلل. Let's say لا إله إلا الله. To pray المغرب on time. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Thank you.